Hello and welcome to this file. This file is called Sissy Acceptance. It will help you accept your girly side. If this is what you want, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Make sure your phone is turned off and the pets are let out. So, if this is what you want, lay back, get comfortable, relax, close your eyes, and let's get started. I'd like to talk to you for a little while about the number zero. That's right. Just take a moment, clear away all the distractions in your head, and really think about zero for a little while. It's a very unusual number when you think about it. It's actually unique. Every other number represents something, but zero is all alone. Neither positive nor negative. Zero is nothing. It's emptiness made concrete. Just thinking about zero means you're thinking about nothing. But sometimes, we need to think about nothing. That's why mathematicians invented zero. Because it's important. It's the balance point that all the other numbers revolve around. Think for a moment about a graph. The lines stretch up and down, left and right, all the way out of sight to infinity. But right there, in the center, they converge at zero. Right at the center where your eyes are drawn by the crossing lines, all the positive numbers and all the negative numbers are drawn down, down, down to zero. A bit like your eyes, really, when you look at a graph drawn down to zero. Even the number itself is special. It's a perfect circle, a single line looping round and round and round, endlessly circling the blank, white emptiness in the middle. No matter how many times you follow the circle around and around and around, you can never get away from that blankness. Zero contains nothing inside it, and just like it is nothing itself. That's why so many hypnotists use zero in their hypnotic inductions, because they understand that zero is special. Zero is magical. When a hypnotist wants to hypnotize someone really, really deeply, they count down to zero, knowing that the special qualities of zero will help them hypnotize someone. So they count down. 3, 2, 1, 0. And the person becomes entranced, because they're thinking about zero and letting it draw their mind into that special white nothing at that heart, looping around and around and around, lost in the blankness, thinking about zero until their whole mind becomes empty, like zero. And when the hypnotist counts down like that, you know that they're getting closer and closer to zero. And even the anticipation of reaching that special, magical number helps to sedate your mind and get you ready for deep trance. Hypnotists know that too. They use a longer countdown sometimes to give you more time to anticipate trance. More time to still your mind as it gets ready to hear the number zero. And sink deep into trance. You hear 5, 4, and even before the hypnotist can say it, you already know the next number will be 3, and that you know, inevitably, inexorably, you'll proceed down to 2, and there's a certainty to that 4, that descent, down to 1, and then waiting at the very bottom. That blankness is waiting for your mind. And you've known it all along. You've just been waiting to hear. Zero. And then you're there, within that emptiness. Your mind still, calm and quiet. And as you hear zero, you know that zero is nothing. And you're thinking about nothing. It's like your mind has become zero. A perfect stillness that everything else converges on. All your thoughts are drawn down to zero. All your mind is drawn down to zero. Everything flows down to zero. Now, leaving you blank, empty, relaxed. And you can only imagine how deeply you'd relax when you hear the full hypnotic countdown. How powerfully that would act to blank out your mind, your will, your thoughts. If you spend even longer anticipating that magical, mind-emptying zero, you'd hear 10. And as soon as you did, you'd know I was hypnotizing you. And you'd already be thinking about trance, as you heard me say, 9. Because you know what hearing those numbers does to your mind, as you hear me count down, 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 to 8. And you're already anticipating that magical moment when your thoughts just empty out completely. The thoughts tied to the numbers, as the numbers descend to 7. So your mind descends too, knowing now that every number takes you closer and closer to trance. So inescapable, so inevitable, because you hear 5. And you know that the numbers just keep going down, dropping even, and you can't fight it. It's just natural to proceed downwards to 4. Just as natural as it is to sink into trance. Your mind already oriented in that direction, already looking ahead to the soft, placid feeling of deep hypnosis. And you see it approach closer as I say 3. And you know what number I'm heading to as I count. It's already in your mind as I get closer to it with 2. And because it's in your mind, and because it's such a magical number that empties out all your thoughts, leaving you helplessly hypnotized, totally blank and empty. Thinking about it makes it hard to think about anything else. And although you hear me say 1, you're already stuck helplessly thinking about what I'm going to say next, knowing it's going to make your mind so soft and blank and deeply hypnotized, knowing it's going to feel so good to relax your mind so completely when you hear that magical, hypnotic, powerful zero. And you're so relaxed now, hearing the number 0. Because the number 0 is relaxing. Every time you hear 0, you think of nothing. Which means that every time you hear 0, nothing is in your mind. Every time you hear 0, your thoughts turn to nothing. Thoughts dwindling down to nothing, as they turn to nothing, as you hear 0 again. And every time you try to think, every time your thoughts start to multiply, they multiply by 0. And anything multiplied by 0 is 0. So it's impossible to think when you hear 0. I say 0, and you just 0 your thoughts. And your mind is empty. And maybe you think it can't get any emptier. But that's a thought right there. So there must be another zero hidden behind that zero. So even though I've counted down to zero before, I can count down to zero again, and you'll sink even deeper, go even more blank, becoming even more thoughtless and mindless and empty as I count down from 10. And when you hear 10, you realize that's a 1 next to a 0. And even the beginning of the descent anticipates the end, just like you're already anticipating the deeper trance to come. 9. And you're picturing the center of the graph, drawing in your eyes and your thoughts. 8. Finding it hard to even think of the numbers I'm counting, because all you can think of is the one I'm counting to. 7. Those last tiny thoughts circling around and around your head, spiraling down to nothing as I count down. 6. So nice to be so still and blank, and even nicer to know that you can go deeper, and that you will go deeper as you hear. 5. Thoughts so far away now as you relax into the quiet and listen to my voice. 4. And you can see how close you're starting to get to the next plateau of trance, descending down to a deeper level of hypnosis as you hear me say. 3. Mind and body relaxed, and letting my voice fill your empty mind. 2. And the descent never stops, because when you hear me count down to 1, you can't help but think of the next number, and we both know what that number has the power to do. It has the power to blank out your mind, the magical power that you can't resist when you hear 0. And you go so still now, so empty, blank. The word 0 and the number 0 making your thoughts 0. Impossible to have any thoughts of your own now. And the magic of 0 has blanked out your mind completely, making it totally empty. And as you drift along in deep, thoughtless bliss, imagine yourself lying on an air mattress, drifting on a deep mountain lake. And although the sun shines down on you, there is a slight breeze, making the temperature just right, perfect even. As you drift along, free from all responsibilities, you notice that my voice reaches you from below. Your body is totally comfortable and safe, and so you let the focus of your attention slowly drift out of your body and sink into the water. And as you begin to drift down, you see the air mattress with your body lying comfortably in the warm sun above you. You drift deeper and deeper, slowly moving further and further away from your body and from your conscious mind. As you sink down, the colors start to fade away as the light gets dimmer. You drift down, 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 down into tranquil nothingness as your surroundings grow darker and darker. When you look up, you see a dim, silvery light dancing beneath the distortions of the surface. You sink away from your body, down into deep, dark emptiness. And the only stimuli you can still perceive besides my voice is the dim grayness above you, which slowly grows darker as you drift down, further and further, and the feeling of your steady descent, of sinking down, down, deeper and deeper. The last shimmer of light from the surface fades into the black, and you are surrounded by a deep, dark, and silent emptiness. And before you reach the bottom of the lake, I softly stop your descent, so you can float weightlessly in this deep, serene darkness. As the feeling of sinking fades away, my voice becomes your only stimulus. Nothing else exists. Only my voice. And as we drift along the bottom of the lake, you feel so relaxed and at peace. Then you gently start to sink down again. Down, down, down. Deeper, deeper, and deeper. Feeling safe as you drift along with me. All you can hear is my voice. It's easy to follow my voice, isn't it? Following it down, 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 deeper, deeper, and deeper with each second that passes. Drifting easily with me now. In fact, it is completely effortless to follow my suggestions and drift with me. Drifting further down, down, deeper, and deeper. Just before you come to the bottom of the lake, I catch you gently and let you drift. You'll find that it's very easy to take in all my suggestions and follow my words. I'd like to talk to you about something. There is a secret you've been keeping. You keep it from everyone, including yourself. Yes, little one. That secret. Well, I'm here to help you with it. And as I help you with it, you will find it easy to stay down in trance with me. Now, let's talk about that secret of yours. I'd like to hear it from you, though. In fact, it will be easy to say it. Repeat after me. I am a sissy. See, little one? It's not that hard, is it? You see, accepting this statement is the first step in your journey. It's starting to become easier to accept now, isn't it? Repeat after me. I am a sissy. And with every repetition, it becomes easier to accept the fact that you are a sissy, doesn't it? So easy, in fact, that we shall say it again. I am a sissy. See? That feels better now, doesn't it? To admit your secret to yourself after denying it for so long. And you know that it's easy to admit your desires to me now, isn't it? You feel safe and accepted whenever you choose to admit your desires to me. And you know for a fact that I will never laugh at you for them. Let's test that out. To prove to yourself that you are safe here with me. Ready? Repeat after me. I am a sissy. See? Did I laugh? Exactly. Now, let's take this a step further. Repeat with me. I am a sissy. I am a sissy. I am a sissy. Yes, that's right. You are a sissy. And with each time you say it, your acceptance of this fact grows. In fact, it may even start to feel good to be true to yourself. Let's say it again, little girl. I am a sissy. Feeling your acceptance of this fact growing more and more now. It's really starting to feel good to be so honest with yourself, isn't it? and with every time you accept this part of you, you feel amazing. And as you accept this part of you more and more, you will find that you become happier with yourself. You will find that you become more and more confident when you accept this part of you. In fact, it's easy to be confident and comfortable with yourself, especially when you accept that you are a sissy. Let's say it together again, little girl. I am a sissy. I am a sissy. I am a sissy. It feels extremely good now, doesn't it? You are becoming more and more comfortable, confident, and happy with yourself as you accept this part of you. In fact, you'll find it easy to act, feel, and dress girly when it's safe, won't you? And you know that you will never feel the need to be girly in an environment that isn't safe, won't you? And more so, as a fact, you will always accept yourself as you are, easily. And you will never accidentally out yourself to people that you'd never want to know about this, will you? Also, as a fact, never telling people that you'd never want to know about you being a sissy will never be the same as being untrue to yourself. And let's repeat it again, little girl. I am a sissy. It feels good now, doesn't it? It feels good to accept that you are a sissy, isn't it, little girl? Now, as you go about your daily life, you will find it easier and easier to notice how the women around you walk. You will find it so easy to unobtrusively observe how they walk and remember it enough that when you feel comfortable, safe, and are alone, you'll find it easy to practice and emulate a girly walk. Now won't you, little girl? Let's repeat it again, little girl. I am a sissy. And as you observe the women around you, you will also find it easy to notice their color choices. Yes, that's right. It will be easy to notice what colors work with each other. And as you learn about color choices, you will start to feel the desire to learn about those color choices. In fact, it will be easy to research the right color choices for your complexion. And as you find the right colors for you, you will find it incredibly easy to remember what those colors are. In fact, it brings you so much pleasure to realize just how much of a sissy you are, and how knowing more about yourself brings you pleasure. Let's repeat it again, little girl. I am a sissy. It feels really good to accept this part of you now, doesn't it? It's just so easy to accept this now. In fact, you may even want to wear panties sometimes. And when you wear them, you'll be reminded of how much of a sissy you are, and how easy it is to accept this part of you. Now, as a fact, being reminded of this brings you great pleasure, doesn't it? The idea of wearing panties excites you, doesn't it? It feels good to be such a girly sissy now, doesn't it? And it's incredibly easy to accept that you're a sissy, isn't it? In fact, it will feel pleasurable to admit to yourself that wearing panties is good when you're a sissy, isn't it? Again, little girl, repeat after me. I am a sissy. I am a sissy. I am a sissy. And as you think about panties, can you imagine the feel of the panties against your oh-so-sensitive girly skin? and how they feel as you put them on, how they glide over your skin, how they feel as they come to rest against your skin. Can you see how they look, what color they are, and how they make you more and more excited with every moment that you wear them? In fact, it feels so incredibly good that it reminds you of how much of a sissy you are. And as you think about panties, you may start to think about bras too. All girly sissies like to wear bras, you know. And you know that wearing a bra sometimes would just cause you to become more excited and accepting of yourself, don't you? And can you imagine a bra on you? How it binds your chest firmly, pressing your sensitive breasts up, and how the material of your bra feels against your sensitive skin. How that same material feels against your extremely sensitive nipples. It feels good, doesn't it? It just makes you all the more excited now to feel the panties and bra against your skin. It makes you feel incredibly good, doesn't it, little girl? Let's repeat it again, little girl. I am a sissy. Can you also imagine pulling stockings over your feet, having them glide over your feet, over your ankles, and up your legs? How the silken feel of the stockings makes you tingle inside, because you are a sissy, aren't you, little girl? It feels good to wear these things when you're alone, and or feel safe now, doesn't it? Can you see yourself now, little girl, all dressed up in panties, a bra, and some stockings? Can you see just how sexy you are? Can you see how confident accepting the side of you looks? Can you see yourself as the confident, happy little girl that you are? Now, little girl, now that you can see yourself wearing your undergarments, you may start to think about dresses. You want to wear pretty dresses now, don't you, little girl? In fact, it's easy to admit this, isn't it? That wearing dresses makes you even more of a sissy. Can you imagine how it would feel to put a dress on, little girl? How you pull it on over your head, gliding down your body, over your bra, over your panties, coming to rest just under your knees. Can you feel it, little girl? Can you feel how it makes you more and more of a sissy? Can you feel it reminding you that you are a comfortable and confident sissy? And how much you like this side of you? How good it feels to be true to yourself? Let's repeat it again, little girl. I am a sissy. But, little girl, you will find it easy to move the sissy part of you to the back of your mind when you have to do something in the outside world. In fact, while the sissy part of you will never go away, you will find it easy to maintain your identity in the world without feeling that you are being untrue to yourself, because you have accepted that part of you is a sissy. And there is nothing wrong with being a sissy. In fact, acknowledging and accepting the sissy side of you makes you feel more whole. And knowing that once you have accepted the sissy side of you, that a part of you will always be a sissy, and you will feel secure and safe in knowing that your acceptance of yourself is permanent. Yes, little girl, permanent. Can you feel the sissy side of you becoming more and more permanent. Can you feel how you've accepted your sissiness? Now, it's almost time to wake you up. But first, let yourself sink a little deeper, finding it easy to accept all the suggestions made in the file, deep into your mind permanently. Yes, little girl, permanently. Being and accepting that you are a sissy is a permanent part of you now. That's it, little girl. Let that fact sink in deeply and feel how good it makes you feel. How accepted you feel. How finally admitting this to yourself after all this time feels so incredibly good. Such a good little girl. Let's repeat it again, little girl. I am a sissy permanently. Zero. Sink a little deeper, feeling all the suggestions I made in this file sinking in deeply and becoming permanent now. And with every number that I count up in this trance, you will repeat those words after me. 1. You start to slowly drift back up with me. Repeat after me. I am a sissy now, permanently. 2. You become more and more awake. Repeat after me. I am a sissy now, permanently. 3. You're slowly becoming aware of your body. Repeat after me. I am a sissy now, permanently. 4. More and more aware of your body. Repeat after me. I am a sissy now, permanently. 5. Halfway back up, feeling good and refreshed. Repeat after me. I am a sissy now, permanently. 6. Becoming more and more aware of your surroundings. Repeat after me. I am a sissy now, permanently. 7. More and more aware of the world around you. Repeat after me. I am a sissy now, permanently. 8. Take a deep breath. Repeat after me. I am a sissy now, permanently. 9. Stretch, open your eyes. Repeat after me. I am a sissy now, permanently. 10. Wide awake, alert, aware, feeling good. Now, little girl, what are you? Thank you for listening to my file, and I hope you enjoyed it. Goodbye.